This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Loneliness here for me, loneliness. Oh, it is loneliness for me, loneliness here 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 for me.
Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 161 of The Joy of Classical Music and an hour of music by outsider composers. Better known as Moondog, Lewis Thomas Harden was a composer, musician, performer, musical theoretician, poet, and inventor of unique musical instruments. Largely self-taught, Harden drew his inspiration from classical, jazz, indigenous North American musical traditions, and the sounds of Latin America. From 1956, we opened with All Is Loneliness. Composed in a 5/4 time signature, it speaks to Moondog's interest in unconventional rhythms, and there'll be more from Moondog later in the episode. But first, what is an outsider composer? Well, many things, but generally, outsider composers occupy the fringes of the classical tradition. Creating music on their own terms, they are unconcerned with accepted rules, prevailing fashions, or institutional approval. Some build entirely new physical instruments to reproduce the sounds they hear in their heads, and they often create their own notation systems, scales, or tuning structures. This episode's featured work is U.S. Highball, a musical account of a transcontinental hobo trip from California to Chicago by visionary outsider composer Harry Parch. Parch met Pablo while staying at a federal shelter in California in 1935, and later Pablo wrote to him describing the enduring hardships of his life in Depression-era America. An early example of the style Parch called speech music, the letter is more than a setting of Pablo's words, it's built from the rhythms and inflections of his speech. From their 2023 album, The Wayward, this is the Parch Ensemble with The Letter.
Cincinnati, Ohio, October 2nd, 1935. Hello, pal. Gee, I was glad to hear from you. Believe it or not, pal, I just received your letter today. It must have followed me all over the world, but it got to my wife, and she broke it open and read it and sent it to me this morning. Well, I came back east and run into a shotgun wedding, and I was the goat. So back on the bum again. Well, pal, I had a swell time in Cincy. To my wife's father found out I was back, and then the little lamb was led up to the altar. So now I'm just out of jail and feeling fine, and I think I have a job starting the 12th of October, and I truly hope my dear little wife is dead by then. Give Kentucky my best regards and tell him I'm not doing so well, but looking to score before long. In fact, I've got to or get in jail again, for it is cold out here, and I'm not good looking enough to get by that way. Do you get the drift? So I'll say good night and good luck, hoping to hear from you at once and tell me all the news. Your pal, Pablo.
Julius Eastman wasn't an outsider in the same way as Harry Parch or Moondog. He began his musical career in the bosom of musical orthodoxy. But his complex personality combined with his uncompromising artistic vision and radical politics gradually pushed him to the margins, making him an outsider by conviction and circumstance. Once a rising star, by the late 1970s, Eastman's life was unraveling, and after he was evicted from his New York City apartment in 1980, almost all his manuscripts and recordings were lost. Most of the surviving works have been reconstructed from cassette recordings, photocopies, or musicians' memories, like this one. 1973's Stay On It hooks minimalism into popular culture and gives it dancing feet. Here's Los Angeles-based classical collective and Eastman specialists, Wild Up.
Thank you.
Moondog's 1995 album Big Band is a fusion of modern classical music, big band jazz, and Native American-inspired rhythms, and the album's grand finale is a work called Invocations. A summation of his musical theories, the entire 10-minute movement is built upon the extreme restriction of a single repeating tone, low A. His instructions to the musicians, spreading out before you is a triple canon on a single tone. Let all 16 players in synchrony, but each is on his own. Invocation was just that, a literal calling forth that bridged the physical world, the afterlife, and the deep cosmos. To quote Moondog's liner notes from Big Band, communication carries on between the living and the dead, between the living and the living, twixt the galaxies that can and can't be seen. Here's the London Brass and the London Saxophonic with Moondog on bass drum. Thank you. Harry Partch learned piano from his mother, and by his mid-teens he was proficient on several instruments, including the clarinet. He briefly enrolled at the University of Southern California to study music, but found it restrictive and uninteresting. Frustrated by what he saw as the cold, intellectual, and abstract direction of European classical music, Partch burned all his early compositions, later saying that he had to clear away his conventional musical training before he could create the music he heard in his imagination. He rejected standard Western tuning in favour of a 43-tone scale. He designed and built his own orchestra of instruments and developed his own notation system. He described the result as corporeal music, a style that required musicians to act, dance, chant, and move rhythmically. The performance of a Partch composition was as much about ritual as it was about music. The Partch Ensemble is a Grammy Award-winning LA chamber group that specializes in the music of Harry Partch. The Wayward is a five-part speech music composition cycle that chronicles his experiences and wanderings as a hobo hopping trains and hitchhiking across the American West from 1935 to 1941. From the Partch Ensemble's 2023 recording of The Wayward, we're going out with U.S. Highball, a musical account of a transcontinental hobo trip. It's made from speech, song, microtones, and the sound of instruments he had to invent so the music could exist. Next week, it's part 7 of New Adventures in Music, a series within a series devoted to the thrill of musical discovery and the joy of listening. The episode opens with a richly textured, extended-length version of Moondog's All Is Loneliness, courtesy of the Ghost Train Orchestra and Kronos Quartet. The featured work is a modern reimagining of the Cinderella story called Xenia and the Bishop by composer Alexandra Vrieblov. And among the new releases is pianist Hayato Sumino's daring new album, Chopin Orbit. Until then, here's the Partch Ensemble and U.S. Highball.
I've got a letter and the letter said,
may God's richest blessings be upon you. Da 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 da, blessings be upon you.
And that's why I'm going to Chicago.
Leaving Sacramento, California.
Going east, mister? Going east, mister? Going east, mister?
It's the freight's for you, boy.
No matches, ain't got no tobacco, ain't got no chow, ain't got no money. Hey, Mac, is that blanket big enough for two?
Hey, don't sleep with your head against the end of the car. You'll get your neck broke when she jerks.
Gonna hole in to let a couple of passengers by.
There she jerks again. That engineer don't know how to drive this train.
Tonight, going over the hump. That's another bad hump this side of Cheyenne. It's a bitch. That's Cheyenne, huh? That used to be a bad town, but not anymore so much. They used to have a school there for railroad bulls. They taught the rookie bulls the best way to beat up on poor, helpless bums, but the schools moved to Denver. It moves back and forth from Cheyenne to Denver. Stay out of Denver, Mac.
Even Winnemucca, Nevada.
They've gone and sealed up our empty, and all the rest are sealed refrigerators. Shit, not even a gondola. Empties on it. Too cold to ride outside this weather.
Look at them northern lights. See them long streaks up in the sky? You can't ride outside in weather like this. We'll build a fire so when the next drag stops, all the bulls will come running over to get warm. Then we'll know where there's an empty.
Even Elko, Nevada.
There she jerks again. I can stand everything but them jerks. They make me nervous. And the dirt, too. Yesterday I washed all my clothes in the Rosefield jungle. And I looked so good when I put them on that I took a walk up into town. Now look at me. Look at all the guys on this drag. Not only dirty, but they're old before their time. I'm afraid to make an old man out of you, Mac. Still, I can stand that. And the dirt.
Oh,
I stand everything but the jerks.
Salt Lake. You.
Engine's going east. That oil tank's a tough one to ride, though.
Watch out for those jerks the next 15 miles, Mac. You got to hang on every second, or you'll go under when she jerks. Willie balls the jack, going down the grade.
Of rides, but they don't stop much, do they, pal?
Back to the freights for you, boy.
And since the drags don't stop at Rock Springs, back to Green River.
There are rides on the highway at Green River, but they go right on by. There are rides on the freights at Green River too, but the Green River Bull says,
"You exclamation mark bomb, get your semicolon asterisk out of these yards, and don't let me catch you down here again, or you'll get 30 days in the jailhouse." Green River. Why? Oh, mer. Stuck in Green River.
In the yards in Pueblo, sitting with some other bows around a fire, waiting for the hotshot on the DNRG. Pretty soon an old man with a long white beard come out of a piano box on the edge of the yards and come over to warm his hands by our fire. He didn't say anything until some of the boys left to catch a drag. It was just beginning to move out. Then the old man, who'd just come out of the piano box, says, "It's pretty tough to be riding the drags on a night like this. I know. I was a bum once myself." That's why I'm thinking Chicago. Going east, mister? Going east, mister? Whoopee-tay, I got one!
Laramie, Wyoming.
California, Nevada, and Utah. Chicago, go Chicago, Chicago, go Chicago.
Chicago. Even your Nebraska.
Ogo, Ogo, Haga, Ogo, Chicago, Haga, Haga, Ogo, Haga, Chicago.
Oops.
Market, 111 West William Street, Champaign, Illinois. Telephone 8426, if hungry when there.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.